More than 1.2 million Ghanaians, representing 5% of the population, are food insecure. About 34% of this population can be found in the Upper West, with 15% in the Upper East and 10% in the Northern regions. The Deputy Northern Regional Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, MOFA, Stephen Yakubu, disclosed this when he delivered a paper on the challenges of food and prospect security in Northern Ghana at a workshop by the Northern Ghana Food Security Resilience Project in Tamale. Here's the news desk report.
The 20-month project, which commenced in January 2010, aimed at reducing food insecurity for 10,000 poorly resourced and vulnerable small-scale rural farmer households and increase their coping strategies against soaring food prices. Mr. Yakubu said 1.5 million people living in the urban and rural areas of the remaining seven regions are also vulnerable to food insecurity, with the largest number of them being in Bunahafo, which has 11%, Ashanti region 10%, and Volta region 7%. Samuel Asante Mensah, who is the Agriculture and Food Security Programs Director of Adventist Development Relief Agency, ADRA Ghana, said the project was implemented in some districts in the northern and upper west regions. He said in 2010, the project supported almost 7,890 farmer households with fertilizer and tractor services to cultivate an acre of crop of their choice. Similarly, he said this year the project had supported 6,988 farmer households, including 4,555 of farmers who were supported last year and 2,113 new farmers who could not cultivate their fields last year due to various reasons. The EC Agro Project Manager, Kankan Buadu, said the project had increased farmer crop yields in the beneficiary districts by 300 to 400%, strengthened farmer groups, increased adoption to new agriculture technology by farmers, and reduced post-harvest losses. He said to ensure the sustainability of the project after EC ADRA had completed their work, more than 600 volunteers have been trained to continue educating the farmers on best agricultural practices. He said the farmers had also been linked to financial institutions and markets to enable them to access credit facilities and ready markets for the sale of their produce.
That was the news desk report.